T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NFL Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champion, and 13-time Pro Bowler. He knows a thing or two about catching passes. Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, good morning. We'll bring you right into the conversation. Niners struggle a little bit at Minnesota yesterday, and people are thinking maybe the offense could use some more weapons. Maybe Dez Bryant being available is the type of guy that could help. You've seen Dez play, and you know the position better than anyone. Could he help this team?
I think he could help the team as a veteran with his experience. But I'm a big fan of Dez Bryant, but my thing over the years with Dez is that he just cannot get separation from defensive backs.
If you were going to bring a player in at this juncture, you know, 1 week down and a whole lot of football left to go, what would the learning curve be for a new player joining a team at the wide receiver position?
You know, I don't think it would be that difficult, you know, because what you do is you're going to probably try to bring someone in that has some experience. And right now with Goodwin going down, Dante Pettis, you know, he made a great catch yesterday. And I have to tell you guys this little story here because I was over in Hawaii and I was doing this event for Eddie DeBarlow. It was for kids. And this guy, he walks up to me and it was Dante Pettis. And, you know, I didn't recognize him at first and all of that. And then all of a sudden it came together. I said, yeah, this is the guy that I met. Also, when we unveiled the uniform for the San Francisco 49ers and stuff like that. And I said, okay, that was pretty cool and stuff like that. Then to actually see him get on the football field and do some great things, you know, it feels good.
Jerry, when you have a quarterback that just get paid, you know, a huge amount of money and pressure's on, he's not on a rookie deal any longer, how much pressure is on that quarterback to go out and perform well instead of just letting the game come to him? I thought at times Jimmy G looked a little rattled in the pocket, some bad decisions, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to take the sack, live to fight on another day, play the field position. At times he kind of forced it. How much pressure is it on a quarterback to just say, you know what, I got this. I'm just going to stay in my pocket.
Hey, Lo, you know what the deal is, Lo. It's like when you sign a contract of that magnitude, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that, and you have to live up to that. But you got to also build a surrounding cast to help this guy where he doesn't feel like it's completely on his shoulders to win football games. And, yeah, you know, I think he was pressing a little bit, but they had some opportunities yesterday, and they just let him slip away because once you get in the red zone, Lo, you know you got to get 6 points. You got to score touchdowns. And, you know, with Alfred Morris, he had a fumble yesterday. Then, you know, also with Jimmy G, he had a couple turnovers. You know, Kettle. I know Kettle is probably like kicking himself right now because, you know, he had a great football game. He had over 5 catches and about 90 yards. And it was just that one catch he just let, you know, get away. And that's just something that's going to be on his mind for a while.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1, a radio.com station. NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. We'll jump back to the Niners in a second, but I wanted to get your thought on this. Pittsburgh and Cleveland go to overtime yesterday. They play out the 15 minutes. The game results in a tie. How do you feel about the NFL's overtime philosophy? Because every year it seems like there's a discussion that breaks out. Some guys like the idea of using the college football format. Do you like the way the NFL handles overtime now?
Yeah, you know, I used to like the old way. Whoever scores first wins the football game. But, you know, the NFL, they wanted the opponent to also have an opportunity. And it was unfortunate what happened yesterday when it came down to the kickers. And I know it was really tough conditions, but, you know, somehow those guys got to be able to kick the ball through the upright. And I just don't like having a football game to end in a tie. And, yeah, you know, for Cleveland, Well, maybe a tie is a win for them, but, you know, it also is just like, I'm sure to them, they were very disappointed because they should have won that football game.
Without a doubt, they had it in the palm of their hands and they let it slip through. So the winless streak continues, but the losing streak ends with the tie. Jerry, you look at the game against the Niners for Minnesota, and the Niners are obviously trying to gear up for Detroit now. How tough is it to come back after such a physical game as playing Minnesota to get ready just 6 days later?
Well, I know for one thing, we got Detroit at home, so that's going to be pretty big. And I think we haven't lost to them in such a long, long time. I think we have won like 12 straight against Detroit. Now it's just going to be up to the players to go out there and get the job done. And you can look at the offensive line. They had guys on the offensive line moving around from position to position, and, you know, with so many injuries. And still, I felt the Niners, you know, they have something to really build off. They just got to be able to finish and close football games. And once you get into the red zone, you score touchdowns. And if you do that, you know, I think they have a legitimate chance of winning this game this coming weekend. But it's going to start during practice. You know, to put this one behind them, say, hey, look, this is early during the season. We knew that we were going up against a good football team, and we had opportunities. And it just did not, you know, fall into place this time. But now we have to get ready for Detroit and win that football game.
Jerry, give me your overall perspective on the defense. Richard Sherman playing 72 plays out of 72 plays. Buckner up front, the different defensive linemen. How did you thought the defense graded out overall?
I think they did a great job of holding the Minnesota Vikings. Buckner, I think he had about 2.5 sacks. Richard Sherman also, he got a little dirty. He recovered a fumble. You know, normally defensive backs, they don't like to do stuff like that. But and also Wagner, what he was able to do. So, you know, they got some parts on defense, and they did a great job of holding Minnesota. But as an offensive team, and, you know, Lo, we all in this together, and we don't point fingers or anything like that. But, you know, offensive-wise, they're going to have to step up. And if the defense continues playing the way they're playing now, we're going to win football games.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Did you get a chance to watch any of Aaron Rodgers' Willis Reed performance last night?
My God. This guy, man, I'm telling you. One leg, one toe, it doesn't matter with him. He finds a way to win. And, man, I know, you know, say the game that Khalil Mack, what the game that he was having, I was saying to myself, oh, my God, I know right now John Gruden, I know the Raiders are like, they're kicking themselves right now. But I'm sure he wanted to win that football game. Unfortunately, you know, Chicago lost. But, hey, it's against Aaron Rodgers, and we know that this guy, he knows how to battle, and he's a competitor, and he's going to will his team to win.
It feels like Rodgers' place in history might not be as highly regarded because he only has the one Super Bowl ring. It's tough to put all of that on his plate, but you played with Joe and Steve. You've been around and seen, and you know personally some of the greats of all time. Where does Rodgers stack up for you?
I think Aaron Rodgers is right in the mix. He's in the talking. And I think his actions on the football field, he's a leader. He knows how to will his team on. He has that it factor. He makes everybody better around him. And I think if Green Bay is going to go, they have to go with Aaron Rodgers. And, man, I know people have predicted that, hey, it's going to be the Jaguars. It's going to be the Packers in the Super Bowl. But, you know, as long as Aaron Rodgers is on that football field and if he's healthy or if he can stand, he finds a way to win football games.
Raiders and Rams tonight wrapping up week one in the NFL slate. How hyped do you get for any Monday night game, let alone if it's that first game? You know, you have to wait until the very end of the week to play. How excited would you be to play this second half of doubleheader tonight?
Man, when you talk about Monday Night Football, the entire world is watching. You know, it's like it's all eyes on us. And if you want to make a statement, you do it on Monday Night Football, you do it on Sunday Night Football. So I remember back in the day, I was always looking forward to playing Monday night, and you know, things have changed a little in all of that. But, you know, the opening song, when the two helmets, when they collided, I was ready to go, man. I was pumped up. Low, you know what I'm talking about.
No question, baby.
Up, man, and ready to go. And if you want to showcase anything, you do it on Monday Night Football. If you want to make a statement, you do it on Monday Night Football. So I always look forward to that.
Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, the incomparable Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. And Raiders, let's go tonight. Monday Night Football, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.